Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday. As a lover of all things that go bump in the night, including the gentleman callers I pick up in the back alley of Five Star on a Saturday night, I naturally went to go see the boy. Sweet Montana-born Greta escapes to middle of nowhere, England, to accept the role of a nanny in some bougie castle home. However, things are weird when she discovers the boy she will be nannying for is actually a creepy-ass doll. The parents relate that their dead son has possessed this doll, and they continue to care for their child like this for 20 years. Assuming the parents are deranged, she naturally, like we all would, does not take the job seriously, breaks all the rules given to her, and day drinks expensive wine until she passes out. After some eerie happenstances in the mansion, Greta begins to question her sanity and the doll. Y'all, this movie is effed up. First of all, if I found myself in Greta's shoes, I don't care how good the money is, I would have hightailed my ass out of there. Secondly, it's not what you would expect. There are some twists and turns to keep this film slightly above interesting. However, the movie is not necessarily scary, yet the scenic shots of the ghostly countryside and repeated views of the bougie-ass family portrait hanging in the main foyer create an air of tension that holds you throughout the entirety of the film. But let's be for real, real, not for play, y'all. When we have these thrillers with such small casts, they require exceptional acting to maintain the interest and focus of the audience. And unfortunately, the cool chick from Walking Dead and this hot British guy I've never seen before failed to do anything interesting or exciting or good. So with that, X-Fill, I give the boy 2.5 X's out of 5. Dear Lord, dolls. Why does it always have to be dolls?